Welcome to JSA TV and JSA Podcasts, the newsroom for telecom and data center professionals. I'm Laura Noland, coming to you from ITW 2020. Joining me today is Jonathan Burney, Chief Operating Officer at Chiora. Welcome to JSA TV, Jonathan.
Hi, Laura. It's great to be here virtually with you.
Absolutely. Well, we're glad you're here, and we would love for you to start off by telling our viewers who may not know about Chiora what Chiora is and what you do.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks very much. Well, Chiora is a passion for me and Oliver Jones and Stephen Sau, who founded the business in 2011. And our business is a data center developer, investor, and operator, focused exclusively on China. But we create data center campuses on a very large scale, and our proposition to the market, and we're very much a customer focused business, is to deliver international standard data centers. I think there's been all sorts of momentum around the data center market, and we feel as though we're in a very exciting time. As the data center market blossoms and grows in the sort of environment that we're in just at the moment, our challenge right now is to go fast enough.
That's a good problem to have, and I know Chiora is working with a lot of progress. We've seen over the last 18 months, 2 years, a lot of mentioned in the news. And speaking of news, want to see if you have any updates or recent news you'd like to share with our viewers at this year's ITW virtual event.
Sure. Well, I think it would be clear to everybody that we've been going through a world event, and China has been operating at a different speed to the rest of the world. Obviously, experienced coronavirus, COVID-19 before anybody else, but that means that it's come out earlier as well. And what that has meant is that we've been able to restart work in China on our data center in Tianjin. And if you remember, we announced actually on January the 16th of this year, that we had entered a partnership with Telstra. And having been able to restart the construction of our data center, and this is the MEP fit out, we're now able to take advantage of that partnership. And certainly by the Q4 of this year, we'll have our first data halls ready to go in partnership with Telstra. So, it's the coming together of all these sort of exciting elements and actually delivering this international standard data center only about 120 kilometers from Beijing. The really exciting thing about it is that because of the environment we're in, where people are much more reliant on the internet and the virtual world, the demand for data centers and connectivity is clearly rising. And so customers are very keen to discover when we're going to be ready, what's going to be ready, and how fast can we go once we're in place. So that's one of the things that's happening. We're also kicking off the expansion of this existing first phase of the data center. So we're going to commence the second phase as well during the course of this year. And we're also working hard on identifying a site in Shanghai. So we're quite busy hoping to take the opportunities that are presented to us at the moment. So it's going to be a busy second half of the year for sure.
Absolutely. Well, we will definitely be watching and seeing the progress on a busy 2020 for Chiora for sure and beyond. It sounds like. Where can our viewers go to learn more about Chiora and all of your great updates?
Sure. Well, we obviously use things like LinkedIn, so that's where our sort of a lot of our day to day news arises, but also our website at www.chiora.com, where we provide updates, but also you know, if people are interested, we're also very happy to have a discussion about the detail of what we're doing in terms of updates. And it is changing on a day-to-day basis. I mean, we're in a hugely dynamic market at the moment. So people will, I hope, see lots of announcements on LinkedIn. Certainly as we get towards the fourth quarter of this year, many more positive announcements as well coming out.
Wonderful. You heard it from Jonathan. Go check out Chaora and learn more. We thank you so much, Jonathan, for joining us. It's always a pleasure. And thank you for sharing your insights and your time.
No, thanks for taking the time, Laura. Thank you.
And thank you, viewers, for tuning in to JSA TV and JSA Podcasts. Happy networking.